I'm George Walker, and Thursday night, the IU Auditorium welcomes the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards and the Band of the Coldstream Guards, bringing music of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales, an evening of music from the Thistle and Shamrock. And our guest is Pipe Major Derek Potter. Major Potter, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. How are we doing?
Great. Now, you come from a musical family, and you started young.
Yeah, I do. My older brother, Andrew, who's 3 years older, he plays the bagpipes. And we were both taught at school by Pipe Major Ian Duncan, who used to play with the Vale of Athol Pipe Band. And the tradition of bagpiping and Scottish music had moved through my mother's side of the family. And my great-uncle was in the 5th, 7th Gordon Highlanders playing bagpipes and learnt actually in the field when he was in World War II. And then my grandfather and my uncle played bagpipes and fiddle and accordion. So there is a running theme through the family of music.
In addition to bagpipes, you're also a trumpet player?
Yeah, I did. I actually started my initial sort of musical experiences as a cornet and trumpet player at the age of 8 at the school, at primary school in Scotland. And I went there 1 hour a week and then went on to play for the National Youth Brass Band of Scotland and played with local orchestras. And at the age of 12, I then decided that I would take up the bagpipes as well. And I played both instruments through until I was 18 and I finished my school. And then decided at that point that I wanted to further the bagpipe career and took that route. But I equally could have went the other way. It was just that I decided that I wanted to get my Pipe Major's certificate at Edinburgh Castle at the Army School of Bagpipe Music.
We're talking with Pipe Major Derek Potter, who will be visiting the IU Auditorium with the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards and the Band of the Coldstream Guards this Thursday. Now, in addition to being a musical ambassador, you and your group also have had a number of regular tours, Bosnia, twice to Kosovo, 3 times to Iraq, Iraq 1 and Iraq 2, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we do. Our main role, operational role, within the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards is as frontline tank soldiers. But we also take the pipes and drums with us to boost morale and to obviously play at the major events that we would have throughout the year, which we would still celebrate when we were in those theatres. It's one of the exciting things about being in the Army and being in the British Pipes and Drums is the diversity of what you will get to do on a daily basis. Here we are at the moment, you know, for 10 weeks touring the length and breadth of America, seeing all the sights and meeting some very, very hospitable and interesting people. And then we'll move from that, and when we get back, we then flip into a training period again, as we did last year. So one day can be, you know, travelling the world, and the next day can be doing our main role, so it keeps us on our toes.
Now, can you describe your show? Music, spectacle, dancing? What will audience members have a chance to see on Thursday?
Yeah, the show itself is made, as you correctly said, for the music of Scotland, England, Ireland and Wales. And we have a Highland dancing team who will perform the Highland Fling and also the Highland Broadswords, one spot in each half. And we have a lot of marching displays and very good arrangements by the director of music, Major Graham Jones, who will take the audience on a good emotional journey of music. There's a lot of music that's in there which has been specially arranged for this tour.
Uh-huh. Now, as you've been touring, right now I know that you're down in Virginia and you're doing a group of one-nighters. How's it been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, in the normal format, once you get into a tour, it's quite an intense tour that we're doing, and the amount of shows that we're travelling and, you know, moving from east to west and then doubling back on ourselves. We've got 75 of us in total that are on the touring party. A lot of the stuff that we've done previously has helped us. We were fortunate enough to do a tour in 2003 and 2004 of Australia and New Zealand, so that was able to give us the breadth of knowledge to be able to adapt.
We've been talking with Pipe Major Derek W.J. Potter. He and the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards and the Band of the Coldstream Guards bring music of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales to the IU Auditorium Thursday at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker.